Good evening. My name is Stephanie Baum, and I'm a 9-year resident of our city. I'm here this evening to ask you to vote no on ballot issue 2A. Let me begin by reminding you that council members Liu, Santos, and Mayor Lang voted against putting this amendment before the voters. These leaders' voices were consistent with the wishes of Fire Chief Trunk, Police Chief Butler, and the people of Longmont who voted this down in 2004. The proposed charter amendment will give police and firefighters the right to bargain collectively and enter into agreements on working conditions. Our officers already have the best earning potential, insurance, retired benefits, and working conditions when compared to Boulder, Greeley, and Fort Collins. They don't need collective bargaining. Their voices are already being heard. This charter amendment won't even take effect until 2010 and mandates that the welfare and financial situation of our city will govern any impasse on terms. So why are we voting on it now? Who can see into the future to know what the economic conditions will be in 2 years? If the city is still facing budget shortfalls in 2010, pay increases cannot be negotiated. As a result, the police officers and firefighters will be making less money after union dues are taken from their paychecks. Based on this single issue, many officers have expressed their objection to the union. This proposal prohibits strikes, slowdowns, and work stoppages. Why is that provision even necessary? The men and women who work for our fire and police departments have more respect for their jobs and the people of this city than to consider such tactics. But the union obviously condones such actions, or these tactics would not be expressly prohibited. The proposal doesn't require employees to join the union, but non-union employees are required to pay their fair share of any negotiation costs and are bound by the working contracts, whether they are members or not. The proposal claims that traditional management rights and flexibility will be protected, but only within the fence that the union builds around management. In other words, the contract rules. By definition, management and union relationships are adversarial, which is why a union demands a contract. If issues come up which are not covered in the contract, management's hands are tied. Additionally, Longmont voters recognize that bringing this issue before the citizens on November 4 is costing the city $75,000 during a period of budget shortfalls. As proposed, the charter amendment will require unresolved issues to be put to the voters, again at a cost of $75,000 per election. We have to ask ourselves if that money can be put to better use, both now and in the future. The proponents of 2A want citizens to believe that collective bargaining won't raise taxes. I only have 3 minutes, so I can't go into the economics of why their position is unsubstantiated. However, I'll ask you to consider the current situation of Vallejo, California. Several months ago, Vallejo filed for bankruptcy after its union compensation and benefits grew to the point they can't pay. For more information, please visit www.longmont.com.